It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, whether it's raining or whether it's sunny, there is no nicer place to pop into than the Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here at the White Sands Hotel. Pop in for a bite to eat. The food is absolutely fantastic. The staff are amazing. And it's always great atmosphere in the bar, and it's always very busy actually. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in this part of the world, in North County Dublin, make it the White Sands Hotel. It's right beside the number 42 bus terminus, and the Dart station is just down the road, so it's all here in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? I want you to have a listen to a message that we got from one of our listeners that we are calling, and it's not her name. We are calling her Sarah because that is her request. I'll be talking to Sarah in a couple of moments, but I just want to bring you the story of what Sarah has to say. Okay, here's what Sarah has to say. I'm sending this from a fake email address, and I don't know why she went to the trouble of doing that, but she did, from a fake email address. I'm using a fake name for this email because I wish to remain anonymous. I absolutely cannot be identified if you talk about this. My neighbour is a single man, aged around 60, I'd say, from Pakistan, and he's always out playing with the kids, talking to them. In the hot weather, he does be out handing out ice pops and all. He bought a load of ice creams for all the kids from the ice cream van the other day too. I'd say he spent 50 quid. His dog had puppies last week, and he had some of the kids in to see them, and I was disgusted. I've told my kids never to talk to that weird old man, but I'm shocked that so many parents act like this is normal and aren't at all concerned. I do even see him watching the kids playing football sometimes from his front window. This is creepy, strange, predator behavior, says this lady that we're calling Sarah. Grown single men have no business hanging around children. Parents and Tala should be careful. I believe this behavior is a huge red flag. I think I'm going to say it to him to let him know I am watching in. Parents, please be careful. I feel this man is grooming our children. So many things to say here. So that's a lady that we are calling Sarah. Now, Katie, you are familiar with Sarah's story. You have spoken to Sarah. In fact, you arranged for her to talk to me just before we started recording today. And what do you make of what Sarah has had to say?
It's a tough one, because I want to wait to hear, because I know you did a piece with her, and I want to wait to hear that, but
the interview that I did with her before we started recording today is pretty much what she says in that message. But so there's a man lives nearby, okay? He's always out playing with the kids and talking to them. In the nice weather, he's handing out ice pops. Nice man, what a nice thing to do.
Yeah, no, that is a lovely thing to do, but his ice level of interest from what I could
gather. The ice cream van came along the other day and he bought the kids ice creams. What a nice man. That's a really nice thing to do.
That is lovely.
And his dog had puppies and
the kids up to the house to see the puppies.
Only to the front door. Okay, didn't bring the kids in. There's no suggestion. This is the whole point about this. And this is why I think that this is absolute paranoia. Mm-hmm. There is no suggestion at all that this man has done anything inappropriate. He's done nothing wrong.
He hasn't done anything wrong. He's done nothing illegal. Nobody's saying that he has. But I would be concerned as a parent myself. I'm not saying he will do something wrong, but I would certainly, if he's as interested in the children, like this... When I spoke to Sarah, the way she was portraying it to me was that this is like the guy is almost like nearly obsessed with the kids. He's out all the time with them, and that I do find that a little strange.
But again, Katie, and I can't stress this enough. I wasn't going to read out the bit about this man being a Muslim and being from Pakistan. And in fact, in the interview that I did with Sarah, I never mentioned that once. In fairness, nor did she. But the point I'm making is, I just think this is utter paranoia. This man has done nothing wrong. And the White Van Brigade think he's up to no good.
It's a tough one, because there's nothing wrong with being nice and being friendly and giving, but like, it just, from what this lady said to me, and I'm only going on what was said to me, it just seems like he's constantly giving the kids treats and, you know, constantly out and getting
nice to them.
No, I understand that, but outside as a parent, on the road, you also have
to kick a ball as he's walking
but
past.
What I would say is, just, you know, be there with your kids, watch, don't leave them unsupervised. That's what I would say. But I would say, don't leave them unsupervised with anyone you don't know. I'd be. Not
Do you
paranoid.
Not think it's lovely that
it
a man,
lovely,
hang on for one second, that a man whose dog had pups lets the little kids come over and have a look at the pups? I think that's beautiful.
It is lovely, and it could be all innocent. It could be all
perfect.
No,
it is all innocent. There is nothing to suggest anything untoward
100%,
here. 100%,
but I just would watch if he's that interested with, and it probably is all innocent. I don't know, it probably is, but I would just watch if I was worried. I wouldn't take a chance with a stranger anyway. There's no point, no harm in parents being vigilant either way with strangers. No harm.
Okay, well, before we started recording this episode of Opinions Matter, I spoke to Sarah. And again, Sarah is not her real name. But in fact, the very first question...
Sorry, and a message just came in from someone claiming to live in the same estate and know the man we're talking about. Hang on, I'll forward it on. Sorry, Amanda, could you just send that to me again? Sorry, there it is there. Amanda's just sent it to me. Sorry, I'm after removing it. So I'm going to send this to you. This is from someone who's claiming to live. I'm going to find out if this is the same estate. Actually, it is, because they said it there.
Okay, it says, I live in that estate and I know the man she is talking about, and she is right. I've said the same to my kids. Something just doesn't sit right on this. I have told my kids never to talk to him. He offered my twin daughters treats before and I nearly killed him. He is also always looking at the kids and wanting to play with them. Now,
that to
play
me is strange.
Sorry,
that's strange. If other people are feeling it, then something isn't sitting
wants
right
to
there.
Wants to play with them. What's he doing? He kicks a bloody football outside the front of the houses. Seriously. Anyway, before we started recording this episode, I spoke with Sarah, and I asked her to start with why we've changed her name, disguised her voice, and even sent the email from a fake email address if she wants to highlight this story. In other words, why the secrecy?
So the reason that I did that is because I'm conscious that with stuff like this, you have to be very careful not to identify anyone. And I don't want to identify this person. So what I really want to do by talking to you on your podcast today is basically to highlight that I am very, very concerned about somebody who is walking among us and someone who lives in my local estate and that I believe could be a threat and a danger to our children.
So you live in Talla and you believe that a neighbour of yours is, and I'll use your words, is a predator and a danger. What is this man doing that has you so concerned?
Right, so I've been watching. I'm only living in my estate the past year, just over a year, and I've been watching, particularly in the last bit of good weather and everything else, and this man, he's got no kids. He's a single man in his, I'd say, early 50s. And I do see him out on the road with the kids, and he'd be out playing with them and everything else. Now, I know that that doesn't automatically mean that there's anything bad, but it's what I've been, like, witnessing apart from that. Like, the other day, the ice cream man came around, and he spent about, I'd say, 50 quid on ice creams for all the kids. He'll also just be out giving them ice pops, just be out playing football with them, just be out on the road just like watching them playing and stuff, which I think is really weird. Like, he just be out standing out, maybe be having a fag watching the kids playing. And then, like, so the week before last, his dog had puppies and he did have the kids up nearly in his house, at the front door, like, nearly in the house. Now, he didn't bring them in, but he was almost going to, like, and he was out showing them the puppies and everything else. And then it's just that he does be conversing a lot with all the kids, and I just don't think that a grown man, especially a grown man with no kids himself, has any business being so friendly with little kids. I've told my kids, don't be talking to that weirdo. That man, don't go near that man, don't go near his house. If he gives you, tries to give you ice cream or anything, you say no, you do not talk to him. He is a strange, strange man. But I think he could be a danger, because I've been watching, and it's just not normal for a man with no children to be that interested in talking to and playing with other kids and stuff. It's just so weird to me. It's just very worrying.
Now, I've mentioned on this podcast before that I love kids myself. I love spending time with children. I love buzzing off children. I do have children myself. They're adult children now. But I have always enjoyed the company of children. And you're not making any allegation against this man. And it seems like he's just a nice man who likes children.
But does a nice man who likes children be out that much with children and like playing with children to that extent and buying them ice creams and ice pops? No, I don't take this as just paranoia. I feel it. Like, it just really worries me. There's something very off about a man that wants to be, like, last Saturday, the weather was really good and all the kids were playing, like, we're having a water fight with their water guns, and they're all in their little, like, swimsuits and stuff. I took my kids in when I seen them coming out. I was like, no, my two little girls running around their little bikinis, I don't trust this weirdo standing there. It really made me, he was out watching them all playing, like, water fights, and it just made me really uncomfortable. And I said to my neighbour, I was like, he's just standing there watching your kids, like, running around basically nothing on, and you're not even thinking anything. He's harmless. Like, but that level of interest in children that you've no, you know, connection to when you don't know, it's just, to me, that's just fucking weird, like.
So why did you contact us? What do you want us to discuss, and what do you want to hear from our listeners?
I think probably people listening maybe who live around my area will probably know who I'm talking about. They won't know who I am, because obviously you've agreed to disguise my voice. But I just think parents need to be very careful, and people are too trusting. Like, I said it to a couple of people, like, oh, he's only having the crack, leave him alone. It's like, when did we become so trusting that, like, at the expense of our children's safety? I think parents need to be more careful and stop being so trusting in general as well, and stop being so trusting. But I think parents around Tallinn need to be careful, because this man's very, very worrying. I actually think I'm going to go and say something to the guards just so that's on file.
A lot of people listening right now are texting in and messaging in saying that woman on your show right now is paranoid.
No. At the start, I kind of thought, oh, look, maybe I'll give it the benefit. Yeah, maybe he's just a nice man, but there's too many things. He's too involved, way too involved. If he had his own kids and he was out on the street or whatever, I'd say fair enough. You know, he has a reason to. No. This man just come out. And I do see him. I've seen him, by the way, in his front window watching the kids playing football, not even out playing with them. I've actually seen him watching the kids, and from his bedroom window upstairs, standing just looking out the window watching the kids play football. Like, that is so fucking weird to me.
All right, now that was Sarah, and I spoke to Sarah just before we started recording today's episode of the podcast in order to properly disguise her voice and so on. So you've heard the heard the interview, Katie.
Messages are flying in here from people.
Yeah, I'll tell you, one of the first messages that came in, and I didn't actually cop it at the time she said it. What are her kids doing running around the street with a bikini on? For fuck's sake, seriously.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
We are going to fall out genuinely big time. Don't kids can wear bikinis when they're having a water fight if they want.
Yeah, in their back garden. Not out in the street.
If all the kids are in front in their little swim gear playing water fighting, wearing is irrelevant.
I didn't cop that when
I don't know why somebody's bringing up what the kids are wearing, like victim blaming much.
But let me read a message that's just come in. I stand by the point I was making earlier on. I think she's being absolutely, completely and utterly paranoid.
What does the child is wearing have to do with anything?
There is nothing, and anybody who's contacted us, there is nothing to suggest that this man has done anything wrong.
The messages are flying in from people who live in that estate. Sorry,
not one of them is making an accusation against him. Listen to yourself now.
But
for
the
a
whole estate, I think, seems
are
in on
message.
Well, okay. Just
there
read.
Are always people in different estates that stand out from the crowd. Yeah,
right. This read man's those two. Okay, so we've got about 9 or 10 messages there from people who live in the estate. Read, let's say, the last two, just to give context for people.
Well, sorry, I'm assuming then that this lady, Sarah, is after going around all the neighbours and telling all the neighbours that we're talking about it on the podcast, and is after asking them all to send a message.
Do you know what? Read that one there. That is somebody who actually, she did, was told she's going to talk, but the rest of them, nobody else has said that they were told.
I'm from Talla, and it pains me to say that Talla is no longer safe at all. Ireland is no longer safe at all. It's just the way the world is going, and I'm finishing this one anyway, and we all need to be more careful and cautious as parents. I miss the good old days when kids could play out for hours and the world was safe. I don't like the world we live in today. Again, seriously, the world, I believe, genuinely, is actually safer now than it ever was.
I don't know if I agree that the world is safer now than it ever was.
And I just think that that's such an over... Nobody, and I want to clarify this again, Katie.
Nobody hasn't done anything illegal.
Any message, including from Sarah, including talking to Sarah, has said anything wrong.
No, no.
Or that he's done anything wrong.
No, he hasn't broken any laws.
So this is a man that bought kids ice creams, that kicks a ball around on the street with the kids, that actually likes children.
Yes, and maybe this suddenly, this very possibly could be all. But all I'm saying is, as a parent, just don't take a chance with strangers anyway. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying get the pitchforks out and, you know, start a witch hunt, although it does seem that there is general thoughts here among neighbours. Read that one there. I live in that estate too.
I live in that estate too. Told me yous would be talking about this today. So I wanted to give my opinion too. I have banned my kids from going down his side of the road. I feel that this is low level grooming. Fuck's sake. Plying kids with sweets and being their best friend, a man with no kids. This man makes me very uncomfortable. Parents of Talla need to be careful. It's all very strange and creepy. Adults don't play with children unless they have children of their own. So there's a qualification.
That's saying a bit harsh. Yeah.
There's a qualification for who can play with kids and who can't play with. Again, it's not like this guy is out playing hopscotch with the kids on the road. It's not like he's sitting down in the grass with the kids playing daisy chains. He kicks a fucking football as he's walking by.
I'm not saying he's doing anything wrong. This is probably all very, very, very innocent. It's just a man who likes to have the crack with the kids. That's not, do you know what I mean?
I love having crack with kids.
Yes, I know that. But it's no harm for parents with any stranger, be they male or female, that you're cautious. If you don't know someone, you wouldn't leave your kids on supervised around them anyway.
The kids probably do know him now. He's around so much. Of course they know him. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let's kick off and get some opinions straight away. This one is from Darren.
And again, every man is a potential paedophile, but likes it is working class fool with no fucking job and nothing else to do but wonder about men in white vans. What a fucking idiot. If this is a woman doing the very same thing, she wouldn't bat an eyelid.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
That point has been made by a number of people that was made on the message from Darren a moment ago. If this was a story about a 50-year-old woman who lives alone, who spends time with the children, who buys the kids ice creams, nobody, and I genuinely would bat an eyelid.
If it's now and again, fair enough, but if he's constantly out buying the kids stuff and all, I would see
what
a parent,
nice man.
No, it is nice, but I could see why a parent would be vigilant as well.
Again, Katie, you know, if this was strangers. A conversation about a 50-year-old old woman who lives alone, who loves spending time with kids, who looks at the kids out of the window playing outside, nobody would bat an eyelid. Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good, Lorraine. What did you want to say on this?
I do completely get the woman's paranoia, as Katie said. I do have three kids. I do get like why you would be paranoid if he's constantly out with the kids and he's constantly doing stuff. I do get her paranoid.
But hang on, constantly out with the kids outside.
I get that. I understand that. But what's the first thing you teach your kids? Stranger danger.
But he's probably not a stranger to them anymore. They all know his name.
But do the parents know? Does this woman know?
This guy...
Has she got,
rock into the estate. He lives in the estate.
I know he lives in the estate, but you can get her... has she had a conversation with them? Does she know anything about him?
That's a good question, actually, and a question that I didn't ask her, and I probably should have asked her. I didn't ask her that question.
And that's what I'm saying. Has she actually gone to speak to this fella? Like, if it was me, like, I do understand her part. As I said, I have three kids. And when my kids are outside, one of us is always outside watching the kids. But I would...
So hang on. You're always outside watching. One of you is always outside watching the kids. And if this man was living in your estate and he's out and he's kicking a ball with the kids, what harm?
There is no harm with him outside kicking a ball around the kids. But if he, like, I do get, as a mother, I get her paranoia, but I do get it. I would, but at the same time, I wouldn't call him a weirdo to my kids, and I wouldn't slag him off to my kids. I would just tell my kids,
but what would you do? Would you rock up to his front door and say, don't you dare ever come outside your door again, and don't you dare ever engage with our kids at all? Seriously?
You can't rock up to his door and say that. Maybe get to know him. If you're that paranoid about him and you're that, maybe he's lonely. Maybe not go up and
But isn't that exactly the point, that this man means no harm? And to be honest with you, Lorraine, I'm glad we haven't either identified the estate. We didn't identify that lady, Sarah.
He'll be ridiculed.
Genuinely, the amount of messages, some of them I can't even read out because they're quite angry, saying that they know who this guy is.
No, but there's other people saying, that's a lovely man, leave him alone.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You're not reading out those ones.
No, I'm sending them on to you here. Yeah. Myself and Amanda, it's taking two of us to go through them because there's so many messages coming in.
That says to me, by the way, Katie, I know our podcast is popular. Mm-hmm. The live show gets a certain amount of views, and I can see that viewership is quite high today. That lady, Sarah, clearly went around all the neighbours.
Clearly went and told everybody that.
100%.
Actually, Helen, we're after getting a voice note in from Helen, and actually she couldn't have put it better. I couldn't have put it better. She took the words, what I was trying to say, right out of my mouth. So
okay, hang on there for a second, Lorraine. Let's have a listen to what Helen has to say.
Adrian, I'm surprised at you being so naive. Whether he's a predator or not, you can't fix something after it's broken. As a parent, it's our duty to mind our children and protect them. So there's something wrong with a man that's out buying ice creams and lollipops for children. You'd question that.
Again, Helen, and I can't stress this enough, this man has done nothing untoward that anybody is even claiming in their messages. They just think he's a little bit of an oddball. Maybe he is a little bit of an oddball, but he has done nothing wrong. No complaints from any children. Lorraine, do you even vaguely understand where I'm coming from here?
I do understand where you're coming from. And I, like, as you said, he's done nothing wrong. Like, he has done nothing wrong. No, as you said, none of the kids have come out and said anything about him. It's the parents jumping to conclusions. Or that woman is jumping to a conclusion in her head. She has got paranoia, but I can see her paranoia. I can't.
When it's your kids, you don't take any chances.
No, and as that voice note said, you can't.
Hang on for 1 second. Again, Lorraine, you said it yourself. Your kids are never, and you've said it to me off air, Katie, that your kids are never out playing out the front without you supervising, without you watching.
I wouldn't let them out of my sight.
You might be sitting
stage
on a chair with your laptop or whatever, but you're keeping an eye on them. So if that man happened to be a neighbour of yours and he was outside, no harm is going to come to your kids because you're a responsible parent
but
and you're keeping an eye.
You don't know that.
Not if it's right in front of you.
But if you want to flip the coin, Adrian, go with your argument, why doesn't anyone go talk to the fella?
No, I agree.
Say, would you like
there's
a
lot of
tea,
messages coming
want...
in, Lorraine, from people who say that they are uncomfortable with this man in their estate in Talla. There are multiple agents. I've sent you more, and so has Amanda. Read out the last two ones there, she said.
Okay, I'm agreeing with you. I understand why these people are, but if you want to flip the coin and try get what Adrian's decided, why doesn't anyone go speak to him?
Somebody should go speak to him, have a cup of tea with him, or go say something to him. By the way, Lorraine, I would be amazed if some of the residents in that estate haven't spoken to this man.
Oh, so would I, judged by what's coming in.
Okay, hang on there for a second. Let me just read this message.
Those last two messages.
Okay, I live in... I'm not going to even name that because I don't want to even narrow this down to this man, okay?
No, that's not... Oh yeah, don't name the estate.
Yeah, no, I'm not prepared to...
Yes.
No, don't name
the estate, no.
Okay. I live in such and such a place, and I don't feel safe letting my kids out to play unsupervised anymore, especially with all the immigrants coming in. Again, what the fuck has this got to do with this conversation? I saw a man, now to be fair, this was an Irish man, talking to a group of young girls outside our local Lidl's last month, and I went up to him and told him to leave the girls alone. It was very creepy, and I rang the guards after, but they told me he didn't break any law, so there's nothing he could do. Why is an adult man chatting to young girls? I told him if I saw him there again, talking to kids, I'd post his picture all over Facebook and make sure every local knew what he looks like. I no longer let my kids out to play unless I'm watching them like a hawk. And that's fine. Ireland is no longer safe. That story, this bugs the shit out of me as well. That story that you're after telling about an Irish guy talking to girls, why did you have to mention that you feel unsafe because of immigrants? It was an Irish guy.
Sorry, go to Sarah there, because she has to go back to work, so...
Sarah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sarah?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Sarah. What did you want to say on this?
So, like, I personally think it is weird. It is weird. I watch my daughter like a hawk. Just like Katie said when she's out playing. But it's like a split second for anything to happen, for someone to be touching appropriately, even a rub, anything. It is strange. Like, if this man has mental health problems, anything like that that's making him maybe even, you know, his brain is not as developed and thinks he's kind of still young or whatever. He'd have helpers. He'd have the support system. To me, like, and these people that live in the estate would see the carers. They'd see, you know, social workers, things like that going in and out. They know Denny was harmless, but to just randomly go out and start playing with kids and stuff like that. And did I miss here? Is he getting them sweets and things like that?
He bought a load of kids in the estate. The ice cream van came around the other day and he bought them a load of ice creams.
Yeah, well, so he has no way of lacing that and like that then.
Another message came in there. Oh my God. Like, they're flying in. People know who this guy is.
Again, because Sarah's obviously gone around to all her neighbours.
Oh my God.
Katie, you know the way this show works.
Oh, no, I know.
See, that's disgusting, like, doing that. Like, I'm sorry. I don't agree with that carry on at all.
Oh my God, Adrian. I know who that is.
She'll go and talk to this man and she'll know whether
I'm being really honest with you here. The more messages come in, the more I know for a fact then that Sarah went around to all the neighbours and told them.
There's a lot of them messaging to
because
be
this live show of Opinions Matter.
Oh my God, Adrian, I know who that woman is talking about, and he freaks me out
because
too.
Sarah obviously went to her front door and told her.
I have also told my kids. I'm just reading out what's going on.
Let me just say, it's not this Sarah for herself.
No, I know. Yes.
It's a different Sarah. I've also told
it's
my kids.
Definitely not the regular Sarah.
Yeah. I have also told my kids to stay away from the bastard. He offered my 16-year-old son his friend a lift to football practice a few weeks ago. He was driving out of his estate and saw my son and his friend walking and asked if they want a lift.
So that blows out what my little theory in my head was, if there's anything wrong with him. That blows that out because he wouldn't be driving if there was.
Yeah,
He's a weirdo.
A grown man with no kids has no business engaging with children. I think this lady should say something to him and let him know. No, this says to me now, this woman doesn't know, because she says, I think this lady should say something to him and let him know she's watching him. This doesn't sound like she is somebody who's acquainted with the woman who spoke to us. I think this
lady... Why doesn't somebody call the guards and report it?
That's what
because
she's
done
to
do. Nothing wrong, Sarah. How can you report something?
Well, Adrian, why don't you come on out to my estate and kick a ball around there?
Yeah, no problem.
With my kids. You don't think that's weird?
Why, do you think I get beaten up for it? Well, it is a bit weird.
Well, where I live in Bray, you'd get the shit kicked out of you.
Okay, Sarah, it would be a bit weird for me to rock into your estate. I don't even live there. This man actually lives in the housing estate.
Right, let's just, for example, I'm going to use where I grew up. If some weirdo was living, that was actually a weirdo that lived in my estate where I was going to Monkstown. And I'm telling you now, if he went out and tried that coffee, get the shit kicked out of him. And he was a weirdo that everyone was wanting to stay away from.
We're actually
It was actually a female. I'm telling you now, he's weird. He's able to drive, so he's mentally all there, capacity by him.
I live in Johnstown. Not sure if this is where this is or not. So this is somebody who doesn't know if this is the same estate, but, or if it's the same person. But I saw a Muslim man I can't even read that. That's disgusting.
No. Why do they keep bringing race into it? The weirdos that are doing
know.
That.
I don't
they're
know.
They're weirdos themselves that are doing that. So I wouldn't even tolerate reading that shit.
To be honest with you, I'm getting more uncomfortable with this conversation the more it goes on. That
I'm going to send you a message. You read it or don't read it. I'm sending you the message. You can decide if you want to read it or not. People are contacting us.
I wouldn't be reading anything out that brings race into it, because race has got nothing to do with
read
it.
The message.
It could be yellow, black,
then keep
yellow.
Read the message, but keep his religion out of it, okay? Read the message, but keep, yeah? Just say a man.
I live in Talla. Not sure if this is where the name of part of Talla. And again, I'm not telling you where this part of Talla is, because I don't want this man to be identified.
Well, whoever this fella is, he's definitely a weirdo. We've established that. Whether he's a weirdo that needs to shit kicked out of him is another kettle of fish.
Hang on, there's another message here.
Okay, I saw a man only a few weeks ago exposing himself during... What in God's name has that got to do with this conversation? I can't stress this enough. There is nothing
to... Just finish reading the message.
There's nothing to suggest this man has done anything wrong. And now we're linking it to somebody exposing himself.
You're wrong. Oh, you're wrong. What he's doing wrong is playing with children. What the fuck's he doing playing with kids?
No, they said that he's exposing himself during broad daylight and playing with his penis at a bus stop.
The same kid, the same man.
Well,
the
same
man. It's not the same man. And don't
right,
even
let's
dare
forget about all of that crap. Let's
you're
go with the original message of the man playing with the kids and buying them ice cream. Let's just stick to the one that was
okay. And this is out on the road. This is out on the road outside his house with all of the kids' houses all around there in his own area. Okay,
in his own area, whether he even lives in a tent in the middle of the field, playing with children is weird. Go to a men's shed. Find people your own age. There's plenty of support out there if you're lonely. There is. Like there is. It's a fact. But the fact that he's driving tells me he's there all capacity. He's all mentally there. There's nothing wrong with him. I'm sorry. Go find people your own age or at least of age where they can... You know what I'm trying to say? Not kids. That's weird. I'm sorry, but it's weird.
Okay, Sarah, stay with me for a second, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. I want to bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Aisling.
Hi, Adrian and Katie. I was just ringing to send this message in just to say you can't take a man's character like that for no reason. Like, the man is probably, he's living on his own and he's probably lonely, probably thinks he's doing a great turn, you know, for all the adults as well, like, you know, buying their kids treats and that. I wouldn't be looking. Why does everything have to be looked into a fucking seedy way? It's horrible now. It fucking annoys me, that's all.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, you're welcome back. Let me read another message that has come in. And again, Katie, nothing will convince me otherwise that this lady hasn't been around to every door in the estate to let people know we're talking about.
We've had about messages from 20 different people.
That never happens. And you know it never happens.
No, it is odd. It is obviously said.
It never, ever happens.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Why, what do they have to gain by lying, though?
I'm just saying that this lady obviously has some vendetta now about this man that she went around to everybody in the estate to tell them. Anyway, I live in this estate and I actually saw this man watching my daughter and her friends just standing there watching them. It made my blood run cold the way his face looked watching them.
What?
But what does that even mean?
What?
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
There we go.
Yeah.
I don't know. Your woman there needs to turn that fucking volume down. First of all, Adrian, Sarah, whatever her name is, a screamer. I'm just going to give you a quick, brief run through of what I dealt with. I'm down here, as you know, I'm down here in Paul B. Street. We had an elderly man up the road from us just before we moved in. We were setting up the house. We noticed he was coming onto the road, kicking a little football with the kids, buying the most game. It's actually nearly identical to what you're saying. And for a long time, we kept watching him. I was like, this fella's a fucking up, he's a weirdo. And eventually, I actually just went, you know what, I've had enough. And I went and confronted him, agent. You know what the problem was?
What was the problem?
The year before we moved into the area, his wife actually died, right? And they were unable to have children. And it was the biggest regret of his life. And going out and kicking the football with the local kids was his way of getting through the day. He felt like without that interaction, he would have died himself. And he still comes out onto the road and he'll watch the kids. And you know what? It's all down to the fact that he wishes he had it at all. And that was the only reason. And there was two or three people, like everyone else in your little comments, and like Carla there saying, he's a weirdo, he's a proper pedophile. or whatever she was saying. No, Trump's going to talk to the bloke. Maybe he has some bloody sob story that actually makes sense to some
in
people.
Fact,
not everyone's a fucking freak or weirdo.
You've just reminded me of a previous episode of this podcast, and Katie, you might remember this episode as well. And this is an episode about a woman who took her kids to a kids' movie in a cinema.
Oh, jeez.
Do you remember this one?
So I remember
this.
The
man had special needs.
And it was a man nearly the same as the story you're after telling. A man who was an older man was at a kid's movie, and the reason he was
because he'd gone and tell his wife about it.
No, he'd also lost his wife, and he had a very bad and sad upbringing as a kid, and he wanted to go and see the latest Toy Story movie or whatever it was.
He used to go to the cinema with his wife every once or twice a month to
and
see
kids.
She's dead, developed dementia or something.
She's got dementia, and she was in a home.
Yeah. Yes.
And she couldn't do that anymore. I remember this, and we'll never forget it.
He also said that he had a very sad, lonely childhood.
And they lost a baby or something. They had a baby.
But anyway, the point being that this woman upended the cinema over this guy sitting there watching a fucking movie. Now, this is the exact same thing. So let me ask you, Trevor, then, do you think that this is paranoia?
Paranoia to the highest of level. And you know what I attribute it to fucking social media. There's everybody out there, no matter what it is. And let's be honest, the lonely man is the biggest bastard on the planet, agent, to all women. If you have a lonely man in your roles, Jesus Christ, you're going to be labelled, stigmatised, everything, because you're just alone in the house.
Like, and I have to say, Trevor, I would be terrified to be an older man living on my own in a housing estate that had children in it. I'd be fucking terrified.
Well, you'd probably be run out of place, especially you have neighbours like a woman there.
This isn't just this estate. We are being inundated with messages from people who live in Tala, and they say that they're genuinely fearful letting their kids out to play now because they don't believe it's safe
anymore. Don't let them out to play. Keep them in. Keep them locked up.
Katie, how many people have actually talked to this bloke?
Oh no, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but
but
I can see what's coming in, and so can Amanda, and we are getting messages from so many parents who are saying they are genuinely terrified to let their kids out to play in Tala because apparently
I'll read the message now.
Is that somebody who's bothered the rest to message?
This one man isn't responsible for all this.
No, I know.
But that's what's being implied here.
I know, but I'm just saying there is lots of... It seems to be a general thing that I'm hearing from parents, that parents who've left Tala or parents who are still in Tala, parents who left because they're terrified their kids couldn't play out anymore, and parents who are still
I'm
there.
On a parents' committee in our local school in Tala, and all of the parents are terrified for all of our kids with all of the weirdos and immigrants coming in. We can't relax anymore when they want to go out to play. Tala is no longer safe. I would like to see 24/7 Garda Street patrols to stop these predators from targeting our kids. Now,
that's how people feel, and they're entitled. No, whether we agree or not, people.
I said earlier on that I genuinely believe, and I do genuinely believe, that with all of the CCTV and video cameras that everybody has, the world is a safer place now than it ever has been for children. And I genuinely believe that.
I don't know if that's necessarily.
Sorry,
true.
Yes, Trevor, yeah.
The only thing is, I actually agree with you there about the world being a safer place. The only problem is we have social media now that spreads it like fucking wildfire, like what we did not have in the 80s. It was never more dangerous now than it was back then.
And to be honest with you, Trevor, today's episode of this podcast is a great example of exactly what you just said.
There's so many messages coming in from Tala residents.
But that only happened.
That only happened
because somebody like Sarah obviously shared it on social media.
You have to remember, you were talking about a completely different man there, and she went into thinking it was the first man you were talking about. Oh, he's playing himself. Like, no, it was two different people, you fucking psycho.
Correct.
Get off social media, approach someone, talk to him. Maybe get to fucking know the bloke. Maybe he's fucking lonely and he's just living a miserable life.
But this isn't just about friendship. Take this man out of it for a minute, right? Take this man out of it. This isn't just about this man. We have people from Old Bon. We have people from Springfield. Is that a place in Tala, Springfield?
Yeah.
Messages coming in from Jobstown. I knew Jobstown. Messages coming in from... Where is that?
There's weirdos fucking everywhere.
That's Tala, is it?
Yeah, I didn't think to Killinart. Yeah.
We have loads of messages coming in from different estates from Tala for saying that the same thing. We've messages coming in from City West. here as well, saying that they are terrified to let.
But that's not all because of this one man.
Oh, it's all because of one bloke,
no,
is it?
No, absolutely not. No, no, no. But parents
no,
are
that's
genuinely.
That's probably because of the foreigners are coming in.
Maybe it is, but people seem to be genuinely nervous. You and look, it doesn't matter where you live. You go out and watch your kids play. No, who lets their kids out to play unsupervised at a young age anyway? What kind of parent does that?
The
loads. Yeah, Carlos Edward does. He has 2 year-olds that run off to the shops and live their big life. Fucking weirdo.
Okay, so Trevor, do you think that the message and the conversation I had earlier on with that lady, Sarah, is paranoid?
She's dangerous. Like, that's the sort of person that can get a lonely bloke pretty murdered.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Jess. That sort of paranoia will get a lonely bloke murdered. Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Sick. What's your look?
What are you sick about?
The amount of you all coming on condoning this. Always lonely. Then go get friends your own fucking age, not kids.
Okay, again...
the silence was definitely telling there.
No, it's not. This man has done nothing wrong. No, not one person.
You don't think it's weird. You don't think it's weird. They find them sweet, showing them puppies, looking at them through the fucking window. You don't think that's weird?
All I know is
that is
this man...
That is a pervert if I've ever heard of one.
This man has done nothing wrong. He has been...
Yes.
Nobody is making...
Hasn't done anything wrong. Yes.
Nobody is... hang on. If you're that paranoid about this man, well, then just keep your kids under lock and key. It's as simple as that. The fact of the matter is...
No,
nobody,
why should the kids be under lock and key? Who should be the one under lock and key?
Nobody has made any accusation against this man of any inappropriate behaviour.
And maybe they should. Maybe they should. Maybe they should all go to the guards and be like, he is grooming the kids.
Fuck off. Seriously. The man has done nothing wrong.
And you'll come up with different excuses. The most laughable one is that he's lonely. And like I said, well, if he's that lonely, get some friends your own age, not fucking children.
And you know,
no one seems to have an argument against that one.
Maybe the neighbours should go to the guards.
Oh, yeah.
And say 100%. And say what?
Because that is a weirdo.
And say
he's
what?
He's grooming the kids. He's giving them sweets.
I want
he's
a man arrested.
Looking at them through the window. All this shit.
I want him arrested because he bought us ice cream for my kid.
Oh, the fact you're being so blasé about it, Adrian.
No, he's buying them sweets.
Somebody said on Facebook you were threatening to smash his face in with a hammer. That seems extreme, though.
Oh, no, Katie. If that was my neighbour, I would. I fucking would. He would get very well acquainted with my
smoking. He's not done anything.
For what? For what exactly?
He's not done anything wrong as of yet.
Are you not seeing the fact that he's grooming the kids? Am I the only one seeing this?
I don't believe he's grooming the kids. I think maybe he's a bit strange.
I'd say the exact same thing about a woman. If it was a woman doing this, I'd say the exact same thing.
That is a paedophile, a groomer. You're the only one that would say that, because if it was a woman, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
The amount of messages coming in, though, from people in Tala who are genuinely say they are living on their nerves now.
I mean, that is another conversation separate from this man, whether or not
a lot of comments coming in about immigrants.
Yeah.
Feeling that.
Yeah. And that's not what this conversation is about. This conversation is about whether or not somebody should ever buy a child an ice cream and show them a puppy.
Mm.
That's it. It's as simple as that.
Because they're not going to deal with them, Adrian. They're not to do with them. So why are they going near them?
Here, we had a puppy a couple of years ago and we showed the next door neighbours the puppy. Ooh, God, I should have been arrested.
Oh, you're being so blasé about it. You're actually having a Jeremy attitude about it today. You're being so patronising and blasé about it.
Stay there for a second, Jess. Our number is 085-825-2626. More calls in a sec.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Good afternoon, Adrian. Good afternoon, Katie.
Now, Jonathan, what do you want to say on this?
Well, look, the two things were right at the same time, Adrian. Katie is right, and you could be right, you know, on all this paranoia, yes, but you don't let the children talk to strangers, and it is a bit strange. But I'll give you this one here, Adrian, right? Down where I live now, there was a lad, I'm going to just say, he was a farting lad. He worked for one of the German supermarket companies, yeah? He was sitting there on the till. And every day we'd go in, he'd be picking the kids up and playing with them at the till. They're all seemed very innocent enough. He'd give them chocolates, he'd have a laugh with them, innocent enough. And then one day he was gone. He wasn't there anymore. When we asked as to why, it turned out that the man had a history. But he got into this state, you see, Adrian. This is the problem. He got into this state, he was able to get a job, he was out in the public. But they found out after all this then that he had a history. You know what I mean? So it seemed innocent enough what he was doing.
You could say that about any neighbour, any house
Adrian, again, it's the immigration system that this all goes back to. And this is the uncertainty of it all. Because like I said, that man was able to sit in a shop in this country. And again, the kids were up playing with him. It looked innocent enough. And then when he was gone, then we found out why. But he was able to get into this country with that kind of history and get a job and interact with the public. So you see, that's where the paranoia going from, Adrian. It's the lack, it's the broken system in the country that has everyone on edge. And yes, you can say Irish people abuse children. Of course we do. And Irish men are horrible bastards. Of course some of us are. But we shouldn't be importing more of these problems. We have to know who these people are and we have to be sure of what they are.
Again, how this conversation has turned into a conversation about immigration, I'll never know.
I just told you why.
This man that we've been talking about has done nothing wrong.
And again, the lad that was in the shop, Adrian, was doing nothing wrong as far as we were all concerned until it came out that he already had a history. He had previous. So long. But, you know, he had a history. So, you know, this is what I'm saying to Adrian. I said it to you two about 3 years ago on this show. Every conversation in this country now has got to revert back to the same thing. And there's only the people in charge to blame for all that. Now, they can keep on throwing labels around and call people all sorts of things all they want to. But they are in charge of keeping Irish citizens safe. It's their number one priority, Adrian, and they're failing us on a daily basis. And that's where all this is coming from. It's from the top down. This is not the bottom up. This is top down problems, this is. This is not bottom up. And that's where all the paranoia is coming from, Adrian, because we all know at this stage...
But you do accept that a lot of it is paranoia.
But again, I've told you where the paranoia comes from. So yes, some of it could be paranoia, but it comes from a place, Adrian. It's a real place that it comes from. You know, that's what I'm saying to you. So this, the uncertainty and all the paranoia and all that's going on and the misinformation and the disinformation and blah, 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 blah. This is a top-down problem. This government has done this to its own people, and they've done it intentionally, and they're going to add more to this next month now with the EU immigration back there. And every conversation in this country is going to keep on reverting back to this one topic. I told you that 3 years ago.
Okay, I want
to
read...
Just to say there, Ash, Ailish Nehamel wants to come on. She keeps saying, I'd love to come on. Ailish, just send us your number. You said you'd come on in the messages, but I don't have a phone number. Amanda's after looking there as well on WhatsApp, and we just don't have a number to call you. So if you could send us a number, please, somebody will buzz you.
And Denise just messaged in, and Denise said, this conversation needs to end. That man has done nothing wrong.
No, we know of.
All children should be supervised when out playing, says Denise. And Denise, I totally agree with you.
Absolutely.
And again, this man has done nothing wrong. Okay? You might think he's a bit weird.
Another message came in there.
Adrian,
I've seen him. No, the one above that.
Again, Katie, this is the reason that
No, but I'm just giving context. Just read that.
I've seen him. No, I'm not reading it anymore. And I'll tell you why.
My 12-year-old daughter said that he scares her. You're ignoring people's comments.
You can keep burying your head in the sand, all this, Adrian, if you want to. You can keep burying your head in the sand. And we can keep giving people the benefit of the doubt.
There's enough people mentioned here to be concerned. Now, I don't know what the story is. I don't know.
Well, like I said, this man could be innocent as fuck, Adrian. Yeah. He could be.
And but is
like
that, said, yeah. is that not
like
why?
Said, Adrian, no, but like I said, the problem that's come in, the government has created this problem.
Here's another message. Adrian, I am from Saudi Arabia, and I can tell you that if this man was white, Irish, nobody would bat an eyelid. This is because he's Muslim and Irish people are racist.
Correct.
Please don't let your racism cloud your judgment.
No, see, there you go, Adrian. Hold on for a second. Now, you stop yourself right there.
No, I won't. I agree with him 100%.
You're fucking wrong. Because, Kate, if you remember, we had a view of the show on this podcast going back a couple of years ago as well about a white lad went into the state to play football with the children. And everyone got onto this podcast saying that's unacceptable. They would not allow it. And then Jerry was talking about he only lived around the next state of, but the people in the state he was in didn't know. And the reaction was the same, maybe. So you need to stop this now with every fucking Irish person.
Adrian,
is a
do
racist
you genuinely believe that this is just because this man is a Muslim?
I believe that that is why the neighbours have an issue with that he's a foreigner.
Explain how it happened three years ago, nothing to do with him being a Muslim,
but because he's a foreigner.
How it happened to topical on the show 3 years ago, but the same thing. A lad from the state over come into the state and play football with the kids, and everyone said the same thing they're all saying right now.
Okay, no, I agree with you. I agree. I'm not
going
to argue.
No, but wait a second. You can't just keep going, yeah, exactly, I'm blasé. This is not a blasé issue anymore. And I will guarantee you, Aidan, if your children younger, you would have a different take on
The bottom line is, whether you like it or not, Jonathan, foreign immigrants are not responsible for all the ills in Irish society.
No,
but like this
not,
thing of people say, a lot of people, I've heard seen so many people say, oh, you know, they're coming over and they're raping our women. And like,
that's all bullshit.
That is such, it's such...
it's so irresponsible. Bullshit. Yeah,
yeah, it's very irresponsible, because what it's doing is it's creating hate against people. It's building up on hate against people. But people who have done nothing wrong.
And this man has done nothing wrong.
But this person, now at the same time, this person, I'm from Saudi Arabia, all Irish people are racist. She goes on here to basically insult the hell out of Irish people. Like, I mean, if you're not happy, do you know what I mean? No one's keeping you here. Sorry,
no,
but
she
no
wants to live in a tolerant society.
We're not all racist. But she, this woman, Irish people are all racist. Don't let all your racism cloud your judgment. Typical Irish racist. I'm sorry, no, I don't accept that either. I'm not a racist. You're not a racist.
But don't you think not? No. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
I'm okay. I've just been accused of being a groomer and a paedophile and, you know, because... Yeah, because I went out the other day and bought ice cream.
Oh, no.
For kids on the street. Oh, my God. I'm terrible.
Oh, that is shocking now.
I'm
going to have Jess to go on to Tuesday straight away.
Jess wants to smash me in the face with a hammer, because that's what she said earlier on the thing. If I had kids and he was talking to my kids, I'd smash his face in with a hammer.
That's exactly what was said. So, you've heard this story. No direct accusations of any sort, other than buying ice cream for the kids, kicking a bit of football with them, and showing them his new puppies. That's all that we've heard about this man.
He hasn't brought them into the house.
No, he didn't bring them into the house.
And everyone's on going, stranger danger. He lives in the estate. He's not a stranger.
And that's exactly
it's
what
not
I said.
Like he just,
because one of our callers earlier on.
He just walked in.
Yeah.
Go on.
Sarah said to me earlier on, would it be a bit weird, Adrian, if you come into my estate and started kicking around a football with the kids? Yes, that would be a bit weird, because I don't live there. This guy does live there. That's the point.
This guy does live there. They know where he lives. And, like, they're all watching him watching the kids. Is that not a bit weird? Do you know what I mean? Like, if you want to watch your kids, go out and watch your kids. Stop watching everyone else watching them. You know, he's out there. He's out in the open playing football with the kids, having a laugh. Like, as I said, I've done this. I love this time of year. I love it because all the kids on the estate are all out playing. And, like, I look out my front door, there's a big green. They're all out there. They're killing each other. They're laughing. They're joking. So, according to Jess, I am a groomer and a paedophile.
Well, in fact, I've been asked to play this message for you. Hang on, this is from Jess, so have a listen to this, please.
Go on. Oh my God, if Angela wants to twist my words, if she wants to fucking twist my words, I'll go with her. I'll fucking ram through her if she wants to fucking twist my fucking words. No, I'm fucking pissed off at her now. Pardon my language, but she wants to twist my words and talk about me like I'm not in the fucking room. Well, you just know where I'm at, lads.
Jess, you did say that man deserves to have his face smashed in. So, therefore...
And you said any man or woman. And when I said that I did it, you said the exact same thing to me. So, I'm not twisting your words. I'm quoting, unquoting what you said. You know, it's an absolute disgrace. So,
okay,
what do you think?
What do you think of this story, then, that Sarah sent in to us about children playing in the outside their houses, and a neighbour comes out and he might kick a ball with them from time to time, and has actually done a really nice thing and gone out and bought them ice creams when the ice cream truck came around. What do you think of that?
I think there's nothing wrong with it. And you know what? That means that you, Sarah, can go out the back and have your fag, or can go into the house and do whatever you want. And there's an adult out there with your kids keeping an eye on them. What is wrong with it? Would she say the same if it was a father? Why, just because it's a single man?
And that's what people seem to find weird. They've all said if he had kids of his own, this would be no problem, but he doesn't, so it is.
No, what's wrong with that? So are you telling me that if you're walking along the street with your kids, and a man is like, look at them. Aren't they gorgeous? Look at them playing around there.
Smash the face off them.
Smash their face in with a hammer. That's what you do. You know, it's absolutely disgusting. I haven't twisted anything that Jess
said. Okay, stay there for one second. I want to bring in Lizzie. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, Katie. Hi, Adrian. How are you guys?
Good,
lovely.
Thanks.
Listen to you every night, actually. You've been my godsend for the last 2 years. So show.
That's lovely to hear. Thanks,
Katie,
very much.
You're absolutely wonderful. You're flying the flag strong for women. And
thanks
you two, Adrian, I would have known you back in the day going to the clubs. But listen, thank you. I'm not in Ireland anymore. I've been out. I'm away in the UK. And then I was 16 years in Australia. And I've got twin boys myself now at 23, nearly 24. But, you know, it's kind of sad looking in at the moment on Ireland. I feel quite sad. You know, being brought up myself there and never frightened like the lady before me. Sorry, I do forget names. Sorry.
Angela was that lady's name.
Angela, you know, yes, to look out on the green, you know, I raised my own two boys single-handedly and just, you know, depended on friends and neighbours. And yeah, an ice cream would have been given. But, you know, not trying to take from that. I understand maybe the man, but we just don't know anymore, do we? You know, look at kind of how it's going at the moment, you know.
Let me ask you then, Lizzie, your reaction to this story. And this story about a man who bought ice creams in the ice cream truck the other day for the local kids, and he showed off his little new puppy dogs, and that's really about it. He kicks a bit of football with the kids, and suddenly the entire community is up in arms.
Yeah, I'm confused, if I'm honest, if that's okay. I'm actually confused because I feel quite protective about it because of probably what I'm seeing at the moment, what's going on in Ireland. But yeah, I want to think that it's wholesome. You know, it's a good person just out there. It's got, but we don't know, do we? But it's really being honest, Adrian, when you look at it.
We don't know. But however, the neighbours have a responsibility. This isn't happening down dark laneways that the kid, this man is playing.
Well, first of all, the parents should be out, if I'm honest. And I agree with Katie. You know, I've listened to Katie on the last numerous occasions. And she's like, she watches. I was the same. If my kids were out playing and there was others, I was out. My eyes were on them. I knew where they were. You know, as they got older, they got a little bit of leeway to go to their friend's house and I'd be around to pick up, and I knew the parents were there. You know, and if they were out on the green, there was always a parent from the little estate that we lived in was always there to keep an eye.
And I would like to assume that in this estate that we're talking about here, where this man has bought ice cream for the kids, well, we wouldn't know he bought ice cream for the kids, only for a parent saw it. So I would like to think that this man is being kept an eye on. So why? I just don't understand what the big issue is.
But the thing is, you know, with the parents, did any of the parents, in a way, it's terrible. It's terrible just to throw this out there on this man. And it could have been a woman. It could have been a woman as well. So we have to be mindful that it can be man or woman.
And it is for that reason, Lizzie, that I have made sure that we do not identify the part of Tala that we're talking about here, because I would imagine if we did, there would be an absolute witch hunt against this man.
I'm not there, but I can only imagine. I can only imagine because I can see what Ireland's going through. I feel quite, you know, it's sad to see that it's how it's becoming. But I can understand. But, you know, does the parents not feel if they were that, you know, if they're quick to throw the accusations around, would they not feel that then they can approach the gentleman or whomever and say, hi, sorry, not really fond of you giving ice cream? You know, are they frightened to speak up then?
So if that's a really good question. If it's that much of an issue, because the lady was able to tell me that he spent 50 quid on ice cream, she must have been close enough to know that.
Well, exactly. So she should have said, if not, you know, if you don't want that, and there was a few parents, then just say, sorry, thank you so much, but no need to buy the ice cream.
Yes,
of
exactly.
Course the children are going to want it and they're going to cry for it, but sure, look, but you know, it goes
okay, do you think this is a bit of paranoia?
I won't say, I won't use the word paranoia if I may. I can understand maybe the concern, but obviously they have to be mindful. I think a lot of Ireland at the moment, a lot of parents, a lot of people are up in arms at the moment with Ireland. So the heads are just like, no, this is weird. They're not kind of seeing a different side. I think everybody, from what I can gather and friends that I've spoken to, are just a bit all, no, it's a bad vibe. You know, whereas if that mother or whomever she was saw the £50 and whatever, and she didn't like it.
Yeah, all she had to do was say, please don't buy my child an ice cream. Yeah, exactly.
All right,
Lizzie.
But listen, guys,
thank you so much.
You're doing amazing every day. I love your show. Katie, keep flying the flag for us women. You're absolutely brilliant.
Thanks very much indeed, Lizzie. Thank you. Lovely to talk to you.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, interesting conversation. And again, I know you keep saying there's messages coming in. Those messages.
Oh, no, look, I don't. This is.
Those messages are only coming in because somebody rallied the troops to send
and
the messages in.
This is probably all very, very, very innocent. Nobody's saying. Well, I'm not saying it's not. But just with kids anyway, you should always be cautious. Even regardless of claims or no claims. Never let your kids go out unsupervised at a young
age. Absolutely. And then, then no harm will come to them.
Yeah. Keep an eye on your kids.
Thanks for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.